This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Paul Bremer, the senior U.S. official in Iraq, today condemned yesterday's brutal attack in Fallujah. Four American security personnel were killed and their bodies burned before being dragged by an angry mob through the streets of the Iraqi city. Bremer said the barbaric maltreatment will not go unpunished. The killing of the four, along with the deaths of five U.S. soldiers in a roadside bombing, turned March into the second bloodiest month since the U.S. invasion a year ago. One day after the attacks, U.S. military officials refused to comment on ongoing operations that may be taking place in the area around Fallujah. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Baghdad. Ivan, what's the latest?
Bob, the U.S. military is refusing to comment on the reports of the latest attack of a Humvee that was struck, appears to have been struck near Fallujah. We've seen pictures on the Al Arabiya news channel showing a burning Humvee on a highway said to be near Fallujah. However, I did speak with a U.S. military spokesman. He said over the past 24 hours, there doesn't seem to have been any increase in attacks in the wake of yesterday's mutilation of the American security guards. In fact, this U.S. military spokesman says there have been 18 engagements against U.S. and Iraqi allied forces, basically a typical day in Iraq for the past several months. Typical attacks like roadside bombs, rocket-propelled grenade attacks, small arms fires. And we have to put yesterday's incident in the context of ongoing violence in this country. For the past 2 days running, there were suicide bomb attacks against Iraqi officials in other cities around the country. And over the course of the last month, there had been a series of strikes against foreign civilian targets. Four American Christian missionaries were killed last month in Mosul. Four European and Canadian contractors were killed in two separate ambushes around the country. And two American civilian officials from the occupation authority were ambushed and killed, along with their Iraqi translator, south of the Iraqi capital last month.
Now, what's the U.S. response likely to be?
U.S. military spokesmen will not comment on ongoing operations. They say they're not going to rush hell-mell into the city. That's in the words of one spokesman, though he says that would be emotionally satisfying. Spokesmen say the American military response will be measured, precise, and overwhelming.
The U.S. Marines just took over security in that area. What was it like before that?
It had not gone well. This has been a symbol of the Iraqi resistance, the Iraqi insurgency, almost since the first weeks of the U.S. occupation. The Marines took over security there from the 82nd Airborne Division just last week. Over the course of that week, there were pitched battles between American Marines and insurgents. The U.S. military said that the insurgents were trying to test the new American forces that had just taken over. And I want to underscore this spirit of resistance in the city of Fallujah. It's gotten a famous reputation around the Arab world and the Middle East, and the citizens are conscious of this reputation. Yesterday's scene involving the American security guards, it echoed a pro-insurgency video that I have seen that was prepared in Fallujah that played music glorifying Fallujah's insurgency over scenes from the movie Black Hawk Down, in which Somalians mutilated bodies of American soldiers in the streets of Mogadishu.
So what are Iraqis saying about yesterday's attack?
We spoke to Iraqis in Baghdad today, and they appear split. Half of the people we spoke with thought that the American security guards deserved what they got. The other half said, though we really don't like the U.S. occupation, though in fact we hate America, this is going too far. And even some of the ones who said the Americans may have deserved this, they conceded that the actions of the mob were haram, which means it was un-Islamic, it was against the Quran.
Are U.S. troops just outmanned? Do they need more personnel in the area?
Well, it depends on the city. Fallujah, again, has been one of the most intense trouble spots. In fact, the whole province of Anbar to the west of Baghdad, which includes towns like Ramadi, have been the sites of numerous attacks, as well as Samarra. This is the so-called Sunni Triangle. But if you go in some other areas, they are much safer. As far as being overwhelmed, There have been critics who say there are not enough American forces. The U.S. has definitely been relying much more on Iraqi police, on Iraqi security forces, but they have been targeted on a daily basis. The latest estimates of more than 350 Iraqi police killed over the past half year by attacks launched by insurgents against Iraqi police.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Baghdad.